I'm Alex Chadwick, back with Day to Day. Terrorism in Baghdad now. A group headed by the Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has claimed that it has killed Egypt's top diplomat in Iraq. The killing has yet to be verified. This militant group made the claim on an Islamic website, and it includes a video of the Egyptian diplomat who was kidnapped in Baghdad last Saturday. The video did not show the actual killing. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us from Baghdad. Lourdes, what more do we know on this?
Well, again, it is an unverified internet statement, al-Qaeda in Iraq saying it had killed Ihab el-Sharif. Now, Sharif was to become the first ambassador to Iraq from an Arab country when he was kidnapped on Saturday. In the statement, al-Qaeda in Iraq said the envoy represented a tyrannical government allied to the enemies of Islam. They said his death was punishment for being an ambassador of infidels. Sharif was formerly based in Egypt's Israeli embassy. The group posted a video, as you mentioned, showing the blindfolded hostage, but it did not show the killing. Now, this group has beheaded several hostages in the past. It's headed by Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, one of the most wanted men in Iraq. And it has to be said, when it was announced that he had been captured by this group and no demands had been made for his release, it was pretty clear that he was going to be killed fairly quickly.
And there are other Islamic diplomats who've been targeted this week as well.
That's right. Two other envoys were attacked in what were purported to be attempted kidnappings. The Pakistani ambassador and the Bahraini envoy were separately ambushed in the same neighborhood on the same day. Now, it was clear that those attacks were premeditated and coordinated, something that has now apparently been confirmed in today's internet statement. Al-Qaeda in Iraq said that it hoped to kidnap more ambassadors, and it claimed responsibility for those two ambushes as well.
This is kind of a different change in tactics, isn't it? Focusing kidnappings on diplomats.
Well, al-Qaeda have always shown themselves very adept at using terrorism to move the policy of governments. Now, Iraqi officials say these attacks are an attempt to prevent Arab and Muslim countries from strengthening ties to the U.S.-backed government here. After a great deal of reluctance in the Arab world to resume formal diplomatic ties after the fall of Saddam Hussein and after these elections, also after a great deal of U.S. pressure, many governments were considering upgrading their diplomatic presence, thereby giving some legitimacy to the new government. Some of that reluctance was based on the fact that this new government is Shia-dominated, and most of the countries in the Muslim world surrounding Iraq are Sunni-led, and there is a great deal of ambivalence on the role of Iran, one of Iraq's neighbors. In the region.
Well, speaking of Iran, there's another news report today of a development that looks significant to me. Iraq and Iran have signed a treaty, an agreement of some kind, these two old enemies becoming allies.
Well, this is exactly what some people were afraid of when a Shiite-dominated government was installed here. Iraq's defense minister is currently on a visit to Tehran. There were reports that while there, he brokered a deal where Iran would help train and re-equip the Iraqi military. The Iranian defense minister has been quoted as saying that the two countries will cooperate also in mine removal along their border. However, all of this, it has to be said, is coming out of the Iranian government. None of this has been confirmed by the Iraqis. But if this proves true, it will certainly come as an unpleasant surprise to the Americans, who have always claimed that Iran is partly to blame for the security problems here.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Lourdes, thanks.
Thanks.